Good evening. Welcome to David Scott's talk on self-determination. This talk is part of our thematic thread on the nation-state system. Here we aim to reflect on how the nation-state and its global framework manage to replace other ideas of political organization, and we look at other forms of belonging within, between, and across the nation. Self-determination is one of the leading paradigms that have fostered the emergence of the current nation-state system. The Paris Peace Conference of 1919 established the world-beating slogan of national self-determination, which ultimately allowed a new global hegemony. Other ideas of world organization began in the years after declining. Yet the right of self-determination, as it was introduced during the First World War, could be read as the domestication of an ideal, namely self-determination versus self-government, Lenin versus Wilson. Lenin equipped the term self-determination with a meaning that enabled it to become a keyword. It was about demanding the highest possible rights of peoples, sovereignty, and state independence. One decisive factor here was the equal treatment of all states that emerged due to the right of self-determination. Wilson tended to understand self-determination in the sense of self-government and democracy, the government of the people by the people. Due to the predominance of the slogan after World War I, Wilson adopted the word, but not the concept. However, these promises of self-determination and sovereignty have proven to be twofold, and they were never fully realized in a large number of nation states. In his talk, David Scott will take on the task of thinking beyond the given frame. If we depart from the history of the narrative of self-determination, where does this leave room for political agency? He asks. David Scott's work is concerned with rethinking the story of colonial past for the post-colonial present. This has involved a variety of inquiries into tradition and generations, dialogue and criticism, self-determination and sovereignty, tragedy and temporality, and transitional justice and liberalism, as he describes it himself. For our research in preparing this event, his book, Omens of Adversity, from 2014, was key. There, he explores temporality and historicity, defining the present and future as well as ruined time, especially in regard to the post-colonial and post-socialist experience and predicament. After his talk, Anthony Engie will moderate a joint discussion. Thank you very much.